This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The United States-Mexico border was closed for the importation of Mexican cattle after a cow was detected with screwworm in southern Mexico on November 22nd. We will hear more from Dr. Burke Healy with USDA next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operation Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operation Center, only from John Deere.
The United States-Mexico border was closed for the importation of Mexican cattle after a cow was detected with screwworm in southern Mexico on November 22nd. However, a USDA veterinary official says the situation has not worsened, and the U.S. and Mexico are continuing to work together on the situation.
Things are looking as good as we could hope for at the moment.
That is Dr. Burke Healy with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, who says the United States and Mexico are working hand-in-hand towards screening animals to make sure they are free of screwworm.
So we are in the process of developing a new protocol and a new process that Mexico can employ that will allow them to process those animals and help us to minimize the risk of bringing in anything that would be infested with screwworm.
New livestock inspection sites are being implemented, along with other protocols being enacted to eradicate screwworm from Mexico. Healy says the most likely earliest time frame for the reopening of the border to allow Mexican cattle into the U.S. will be late December 2024.
After the Christmas holidays and in the January time frame.
Healy says the single case of screwworm found on November 22nd is the only detection as of Wednesday, November 27th.
Mexico has put in a robust system. They've got multiple checkpoints that protect their southern border that they would utilize to find this particular case. So we're confident in their system and again working hand in hand with them to come up with a protocol to reestablish trade, as well as to work on that southern end of Mexico to try to establish a barrier down there and work to push the fly out of the country.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.